Good morning again. Well, here we are again. Violence all around us, even in a house of worship. It seems we can't escape it. And today we are exploring the paths of life. Today is the day to talk about choosing the path of fear or the path of love. No matter our path, we need to stay informed. The violence in the city and nation are overwhelming. I have a few statistics. In Syracuse so far in 2018, 37 people 19 years or old or younger have been shot or stabbed in the city, according to the Syracuse Police Department and Syracuse.com. 13 victims were 16 years or younger. The youngest victim was 11 months old. 5 young people died. This week in our nation, there were up to 14 pipe bombs found in the mail. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh yesterday, the last I heard, there were 11 dead and 6 wounded, and of the 6, 4 were police officers. And they were harmed by a man using an assault rifle. Why is there so much hate and violence? Are we in the pit the psalm from today speaks of? The pit is referenced twice in this psalm. The first time, what is to be gained from my spilled blood by my going down into the pit? And the other, Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down into the pit. Are we in this pit? Currently, we're in a study of Jonah, and we've talked about being in the pit of the big fish in the belly, in the deep, dark despair. And Rabbi Heschel says this, prayer begins at the edge of emptiness. Maybe this is our time, at the bottom of the pit, where we are to turn to prayer. St. Paul talked about the labor pains, the birthing pains of birthing into something new. Our worship series theme is Sacred Earth, Sacred Worth. We are learning once again, we are each of sacred worth. Each and every human being is loved by God. Each of us. God knows each of us, as Psalm 139 shares. Oh Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. And it goes on. I read an article yesterday called Help Me, Christian. I can't see Jesus in you. And if you have a moment to read that later today, I strongly suggest it. It is called Help Me, Christian. I can't see Jesus in you. It described how Christians do not act some Christians do not act Christ-like. Some Christians, unfortunately, are full of judgment. As Christians, are we choosing a path of fear or a path of love? Hope for change is in our prayers and in our actions. How will we be Jesus' presence here on earth each and every day? How will others see Jesus' teachings and actions in us? From the prayer we speak every Sunday, the prayer that Jesus taught us, on earth as it is in heaven. We are all striving for that goal as Christians. God has asked us to bring heaven here on earth, and it's up to us through Jesus' teachings to make that happen. Today, the Lord's Prayer, ironically, the beginning is translated from Hebrew, and in it says, "Your reign come, your yearnings be done on earth as it is in heaven." How could this ever be? As we sit in this pit and wonder, how could this ever come to be? Love. Love, love, love. Our psalm today, Psalm 30, describes how God will always be with us, hoping and praying that we will choose love over fear. When we are deep down in that pit and don't know what to do, we will choose love. It says, "I exalt you, Lord, because you pulled me up. You didn't let my enemies celebrate over me. Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me." Our paths of life are more important now than ever. We need to be the listeners and the peacemakers who choose love over fear, who choose not to fear the other or diversity or inclusion, but accept these things. As St. Paul describes, when something new is about to come, the pain becomes worse before the new thing emerges. And some around us are afraid. They're living in fear. They're living in fear of the diversity and the inclusion of all people. And we need to say, we are ready for this new thing. We are ready. Let us be a part of this new thing that is about to emerge. Today we grieve, and we choose the path of love. Tomorrow we pray, so that in our actions, people may see the Jesus in each of us. The Jesus of kindness. The Jesus of forgiveness. The Jesus of compassion. The Jesus that tells leaders when they get it wrong. And the Jesus that chooses love every single day. Time. Amen.